USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. Here we go again. Air traffic being slowed in Florida due to a huge computer malfunction. The FAA says air traffic control issues are triggering hours-long flight delays to most of Florida's airports. Miami International Airport, Fort Lauderdale, Hollywood, and Orlando are all reporting delays. FlightAware is tracking 5,700 delays across the USA this afternoon. The family of Brian Koberger, the suspect in the murders of four University of Idaho students, are talking about the days ahead.
In a statement released by Koberger's public defender in Pennsylvania, his parents and two sisters ask for privacy, say they've cooperated with investigators, and pledge to let the legal process unfold. They also express condolences for the families of the four students stabbed to death in their Moscow, Idaho apartment in November. Koberger, a grad student in criminology at Washington State University, was arrested Friday at his parents' home in Pennsylvania. He's due in court tomorrow and has indicated he will not fight extradition back to Idaho. I'm Rich Johnson.
The CDC reports the new coronavirus Omicron subvariant is sweeping across the United States. Tyler Kuehl reports.
XBB 1.5 is getting by antibodies that are caused by infection and vaccination. That according to Zeke Emanuel of the COVID-19 Advisory Board, who tells MSNBC it is worrisome the timing of the new subvariant.
Oh, it is a great concern, and the fact that it's spreading at this moment when people have been traveling, and therefore we're going to see another surge going forward. We can be pretty confident of that.
Emanuel says the best thing you can do to protect yourself is wearing high-quality N95 masks. The U.S. is making travelers from China test negative for COVID before arriving in the country.
Former FTX CEO Sam Bankman-Fried is expected to plead not guilty to fraud charges on Tuesday in New York City. This is USA News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Well, it's very easy to use. From the login and the setup was extremely easy. I didn't have to call anyone for help. I was able to do it on my own. And I love the fact that I can run my payroll and print my pay stubs. And then you guys do all of the filing for me. So I get a quarterly report that everything's been filed on my behalf. And then at the end of the year, I can print out my W-2s. So I use you guys. I tell everybody, it's the easiest thing I've ever done. Why anybody doesn't use y'all, I don't know.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Katie Hobbs has been sworn in as governor of Arizona. She took the oath of office this morning at the state capitol. Arizona's race for governor received national attention thanks to former President Trump's endorsement of Carrie Lake. Hobbs' victory saw multiple legal challenges from her Republican opponent and other GOP members. A judge dismissed a lawsuit filed by Lake asking to be declared the winner of the election. Hobbs won by around 17,000 votes. Damage is being reported after a possible tornado in Arkansas this afternoon. Videos on social media show a building destroyed in the town of Jesseville, along with severe damage to lights and a scoreboard at a high school football stadium. It is unknown if there are any injuries. More details emerging in connection to the death of Gabby Petito. Court filings say Brian Laundrie's mother wrote a note to him offering to bring him a shovel to bury Petito's body. The document is part of a lawsuit Gabby Petito's parents have filed against Laundrie's family. Marvel actor Jeremy Renner has been hospitalized with critical injuries from a snowplow accident.
The Washoe County Sheriff's Office confirmed Renner was at home in the Sierra Nevada Mountains above Lake Tahoe when the incident took place. The actor was the only person involved in the accident. Jeremy is best known as the superhero Hawkeye in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. His current project is the mayor of Kingstown. I'm Lance Pry.
A new study suggests that adults who aren't sufficiently hydrated age faster. It was conducted by the National Institutes of Health and found that those who aren't drinking enough fluids are at higher risk for age-related conditions. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.